The Smale Scales on Stray Living.
First guest on the programme this evening, here to talk everything property around the Harrogate District, is Richard Smales from Feather Smale Scales. Good evening.
Evening, Nick.
And welcome to the programme. Thank you very much for joining us again tonight. And let's have a look at what's happening in the property market as we sit here right now, Friday the 6th of May. And there were some potential hurdles coming along that we thought might create, almost a few bobbles along the way that might affect the market, that might actually slow things down. And talking about the EU referendum and also the change in stamp duty, and actually the reality has been quite different.
Yes, it has. First, obviously, was the additional stamp duty for second purchases. Every second property, there's an additional 3% stamp duty to be paid, which I thought would have a fairly heavy impact on buy-to-let investors. But as recently as this week, we had a property that appealed to a wide range of buyers. In that mix were buy-to-let investors. In a sort of way, I'm quite pleased that the first-time buyers got it. But, clearly the appetite is still there, buy-to-let, and people are looking at property, as they should, as long-term investment.
And is that why this stamp duty change just hasn't put people off, because it's still a great place to put your money?
Well, I think the crashes and dreadful times that are still fairly fresh in people's memories, and people are nervous of having money in banks. One, because obviously we've seen what Northern Rock did and things like that. But secondly, you put your money in the bank, it does nothing for you. You literally, it's a place to keep it. Whereas at least you put it into a property, you can see the thing, you can touch it, and you get a return from it, and you're probably going to get capital growth, because supply and demand controls a market, and at the minute we are very much undersupplied. Demand is still there. The other thing that we spoke about, the EU referendum, I would have thought the uncertainty, as in previous times, uncertainty tends to upset confidence. Housing market built on confidence hasn't had an impact at all.
So how would you describe the market then at the moment? Buoyant? Very buoyant?
Very buoyant. Very buoyant. Again, it boils back down to the supply and demand. There is very much an undersupply, and the demand is there. We live in one of the most beautiful areas, but don't tell anybody, will you?
So if you're buying, or if you're selling, or buying more than one property, second property, what are the things that you'll see and feel then about such a buoyant property market? I guess there's a speed and a competitiveness.
Yeah, you've got to get in there, and you've got to get in there quickly. And equally, you've got to kind of forget the extra stamp duty. It's a fact. It is there. You can't do anything about it. Well, you can do things about it in that you can start a property company. There are ways around it, which your accountant will be able to advise you on. But, don't make that the thing that stops you doing it. Property has, and in my opinion, always will be, a very safe place to put your money.
Okay, so the other thing that's coming up, this is on Thursday next week, Thursday the 12th of May, it's the next auction, which Richard's hosting, and always a great event. This is happening at the Pavilions at 3 o'clock on Thursday the 12th of May. And this gives you a gauge on exactly what the property market is doing and what will go for what price. It's kind of, I suppose it's traditional, isn't it? It's eyeball to eyeball on the gabble, and there's a whole range of different properties. So first of all, and there's a lot of competition for this title, but from one of the most beautiful parts of the whole of the area, from Ripley, if you're into cottages.
Yeah, three beautiful cottages, stone mullioned windows, archetypal Ripley fare, utterly sensational, lovely, sweet little things that...
And are they going separately?
We're selling them individually, so obviously there is the opportunity to buy all three, but you need to be in for number one.
Sorry, I've gone a bit Monopoly on you there.
Yeah.
so that's really interesting, because I mean that it must be sought after for location and for property type.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, it property type, roses round the door cottage, as it were, will always attract interest, and there's three of them in a row. What a lovely investment to hold, what a lovely property property portfolio to have for whatever reason you want.
And this is the deal with the auction. So, you know, even if this is not your time to buy or to sell, get yourself down and get a feel of what these kind of properties will go for. And actually, as well as it being informative, it's a very entertaining afternoon because it's all happening right in front of your eyes. There'll be places down the road from where you live. There'll be houses like yours or like you're interested in, and you'll see all this happening. So we've got the cottages in Ripley. Obviously, there's lots of different types of property. Then there's it's in Knaresborough, a development.
Yeah, development opportunity. Two floors above Barclays Bank on the High Street, second and third floor. Where there's planning approval to convert the two floors, which were offices, into four apartments.
That's
so, yeah, great one to do up, sell on, great one to do up and rent out, because in such a prominent position within Knaresborough, they would prove to be great investments long term.
Mm. Okay, and then we're going from, so obviously we've got a bit of the country life with Ripley, but going even further out into the sticks. So we're talking sort of out towards Pateley Way, I suppose, aren't we?
Yeah, and beyond, near Ramsgill and the famous York Arms, Michelin-starred restaurant, could be your local hostelry, which isn't bad. The most beautiful house out there with separate cottage, ideal for a family and or business opportunity, potentially, because a lot of people come far and wide to the York Arms, so it's there on the doorstep. Could be very interesting.
Yeah, it could be very lucrative. So, that, I mean, we're only mentioning three properties there just to give you an example of the spread across the whole district. But how many in total would there be? Can you say a number yet? Is it too soon to say? Is the book closed?
Yeah, the book's closed for May, but we're launching, obviously, we're taking entries for our next auction as well, which is going to be July. So anybody who's interested, obviously, come along, see what happens, and you can see whether it might be something that you'd like to see your property in.
Yeah. Fantastic. So that's Thursday, next Thursday, which is the 12th, and that's 3 o'clock at the Pavilions in Harrogate. And if you are desperate, because you are listening right now and you've got the iPad there and you want to have a look, you can see some of this stuff online.
Yeah, on our website, fssproperty.co.uk.
Fantastic. Richard, thank you so much for coming in and have a fabulous weekend.
Thank you.
Feather Smales Scales on Stray Living.